been binging on Mad Men and Veep, getting ready for tonight's Emmy Awards? Well, rest your eyes and tune up your brain, because it is time for the puzzle. Joining me now is Will Shortz. He is, of course, the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Linda.
So, Will, could you refresh our memories about last week's challenge?
Yes, I said it's a well-known curiosity that the longest common unhyphenated word that can be typed in the top row of a typewriter or a computer keyboard is typewriter. And I asked, can you think of a common hyphenated word in 12 letters that can be typed using only the keys in the top row of a typewriter or a computer keyboard? Well, the answer is teeter-totter. That's the only one that I judged actually correct. We had a lot of other answers like poetry writer, power tripper, property type, pre-prototype, proper upper, lots of things. I decided they're either not common or not commonly spelled with a hyphen.
Oh, very clever, though. We had 317 people correctly solve this clue. Our randomly selected winner this week is Moses Leslie of Seattle, Washington, and he joins us on the line now. Congratulations, Moses.
Thank you, Linda. I will.
So, Moses, did you spend a lot of time at the keyboard figuring this out?
On Sunday, we did. We sat around looking at the top of the keyboard and trying to think of words, but weren't able to come up with anything. But later in the week, we were at the park with our two kids, and it just kind of came to us.
It just dawned on you?
Yep.
But that is very funny. I think that's often the way with clues and puzzles. So, Moses?
Yes.
Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am.
Will, let's play.
All right, Moses and Linda. Every answer today is the last name of a late-night TV host, past or present. Identify the host from their anagrams. For example, if I said Emery, E-M-E-R-Y, plus S, you would say Myers, as in Seth Myers. We'll start short. Number one is one, O-N-E, plus L.
Leno.
That is Jay Leno, is correct. Number two is Rap, R-A-P, plus A.
Parr.
That's Jack Parr. Lean, L-E-A-N, plus L.
Let's see. Allen?
Uh-huh. Steve Allen.
As in Steve, yeah.
Good. Acorn, A-C-O-R-N, plus S.
Carson.
Uh-huh. Lano, L-L-A-N-O, plus F, as in Frank.
Fallon.
That's fast. Nerdy, N-E-R-D-Y, plus S, as in Sam.
Let's see. Is there a Snyder?
That's it, Tom Snyder. Riser, R-I-S-E-R, plus V, as in Victor.
Let's see. Not getting that one right away.
It's the only female host in this whole set.
Hmm.
Okay, I got it.
Oh, Rivers.
Rivers. Joan Rivers is right. Robin, R-O-B-I-N, plus E.
Ober something?
It is O apostrophe. How about that?
Oh, O'Brien.
Mm. O'Brien. Conan O'Brien.
Of course.
Lector, L-E-C-T-O-R, plus B as in boy.
Colbert.
Colbert. Stephen Colbert is right. Surgeon, S-U-R-G-E-O-N, plus F as in Frederick.
Ferguson.
Craig Ferguson. And your last one is Lamenter, L-A-M-E-N-T-E-R, plus T, as in Thomas.
Letterman.
David Letterman, good job.
That really was a good job. And for playing our puzzle, you get a Weekend Edition lapel pen, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Moses, what is your public radio station?
We are members of KUOW in Seattle.
Fantastic. Moses Leslie of Seattle, Washington, thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you both so much.
Okay, Will, have you got one for next week, or have you run out?
I never run out. Well, take the words foretold and fourfold. They start with homophones, which are words that are spelled differently but sound the same. In this case, F-O-R-E and F-O-U-R. and foretold and fourfold end with rhymes, told and fold. And the challenge is, can you think of two common, nine-letter compound words that have the same property? And specifically, the two homophones will be five letters each, and the rhymes will have four letters each. What words are these? So again, can you think of two common nine-letter compound words that start with homophones and end with rhymes?
So when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please, and our deadline for entries is Thursday, September 24th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Please include a telephone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you are the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Will, thank you.
Thank you, Linda.